carrying the show, you were one of those three. So, no, you've been there from the beginning.
We're always on the cutting edge. We are. Yeah. Yes. But you had actually performed in Lafayette with PASA, I believe.
Right, yeah. I had. Mm-hmm. I had. I did a number of things. In fact, I was talking to my guitar player because we just were together in Montana doing some concerts, and we're all excited about coming back. And we were talking about the various things we've done. I think first I did a concert, a solo concert. I mm-hmm. can't even remember how many years ago that is, in the big hall that you have there, and PASA was the one who presented it. Then I did something in a wonderful, elegant restaurant that was doing a jazz thing. Then I did a festival for you all that was broadcast on KRVS, and then did something right outside in Crowley. I did it at that beautiful hall there.
Yes.
That's the last time I've been there, and that's quite a few years ago.
Well, so you've really done a lot in different venues and communities in South Louisiana. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and our listeners just love your program, and you're always coming up with just the most amazing guests that one might not have associated with jazz, but you always work it in.
Thank you. Thank you. That's one of my goals.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, always entertaining. And I want to tell our listeners who are tuning in that we're glad to have Judy talking with us, but she is coming to Lafayette. She'll be here on Friday for a concert at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. So yet another venue and organization that she will be enriching and displaying her talents. Tickets for that concert are available through the ACA, so you can give them a call and find out more about those tickets. Well, Judy, I know there are still people in our listening area who may not have had the pleasure of hearing you either on the show or in concert. So tell us just a bit about your style.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, I just have to interject how funny it is for me after years of making my living as a jazz pianist to now have people know me from the radio show and be surprised that I play piano.
Right.
It's always so cute. They go, oh, I've been listening to you for years, and they somehow haven't put it together that the opening music, the theme music, is me playing the piano, because that's not the big focus of the show.
No,
the show is about creativity.
Right.
And I really focus on the gifts, on the guests, and how jazz inspires them. So that's really cute. Now, my playing is heavily influenced by something called stride piano, S-T-R-I-D-E, which is the way jazz piano was played in the early years of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who don't think they know what stride piano is actually do when they hear it, because they go, oh, my mom used to play that way, or they've heard Fats Waller or Count Basie or Duke Ellington. So it's essentially swing music. And that's what we'll be doing, and I'll have the great Harry Allen on tenor saxophone and Chris Florey on guitar, and they're my longtime trio. And people can Google them and see lots of things on YouTube if they want to see their music as well. They're great musicians, and we played a lot and toured a lot together. And what's new for me, and definitely new since I've been there, is that I'm singing. And that's only happened, I've only been doing that in the last 4 years. So the program for people who have come to concerts before that have been just my playing piano and doing that, I'm now playing and singing and doing the standard American repertoire classic tunes, Broadway kind of, you know, from that, of jazz and swing music and ballads and lots of romantic things. So it's a broader range than what I was doing last time I was there. So I'm excited about presenting that.
What inspired you to begin singing? I mean, I assume you've always, you know, as you were playing, you probably sang songs by yourself, but what encouraged you to perform them publicly?
Well, you would think that I would sing along with myself. I never did. I was not a person who ever even hummed, or if I was in a choir situation, you know, if you're in church, I wouldn't sing. I had vocal cord surgery, two surgeries when I was in high school, and had real problems with my vocal cords. They hemorrhaged once. It was all kinds of not fun things that made me think I would never be able to sing. So I never even tried. I was very protective of my voice. And always, I got laryngitis really easily. And then I started doing the radio show. I started focusing on getting my voice healthier and had some therapy and various things. And then I was just, I mean, it really is a surprise still to me. I was in the car listening to a Peggy Lee CD, and I just started humming along with it. And I thought, I wonder if I could sing a little bit now, and sang with it, and then spent the next, I don't know, year not telling anybody about it, sort of practicing and seeing if I could get it together, and then sang in front of my musicians and said, am I going to make a fool of myself, or is this something I should pursue? And they were very encouraging, and I'm just loving it. It's a total surprise. It's still a surprise to me. I mean, I still say, people say, do you sing? And I say no, because it's an automatic reaction. And one of my musicians will say, well, yeah, she does sing. So, yeah, it's great. I'm absolutely thrilled by it.
Now, do you have a coach?
I'm seeing somebody who is not teaching me how to sing, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but who works with Broadway singers mm-hmm. who have damage on their vocal cords. Mm-hmm. And so she's working with me for better just ways of not getting laryngitis, because I still get laryngitis fairly easily, mm-hmm. nothing like it used to be. Mm-hmm. But she is giving me strategies on good vocal cord care. I'll never have a strong voice. I don't have that kind of voice. But it's not really what I'm drawn to sing anyway. I'm mm-hmm. more of an intimate singer, which I'll tell you, Judith, it's so much fun for me because my playing is this high energy swing music, New Orleans music, boogie-woogie. But when I sing, I really seem to want to sing all the ballads and really intimate things. So it's brought out another emotional piece.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, if it's changed or expanded your repertoire.
Hugely, yeah. Hugely. It's changed my piano playing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's added to it. I'm still doing mm-hmm. the things that I did before, but it's there's a big evolution. It's songs that I've loved for years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, just Our Love Is Here to Stay, things like that right. that I didn't play, mm-hmm. I'm singing now, and some of them I'm now playing. Sometimes I stand up and just sing a quiet ballad with just my guitarist accompanying me, not even playing the piano. So it's really expanded what I'm doing creatively, but also what I'm presenting in mm-hmm. concerts. So mm-hmm. my concerts have gotten much more much broader stylistically. So it's really exciting.
Mm. Well, I mean, as you mentioned, that's a whole, you know, American book of songs that suddenly are available to you and all of us who come to the concerts, people who love that music.
Yes, exactly. And it's things that I'm realizing I don't even have to work on mm-hmm. the lyrics mm-hmm. on most of these because they're in my head.
Right.
I've been thinking of those lyrics for so many years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right. So it does it. It's really opening mm-hmm. up. I'm having a lot of Broadway people come to concerts who weren't even jazz fans, that now they sort of enter this realm by the vocals, but then they wind up liking the instrumental part of it too, that mm-hmm. that they hadn't given a chance before because they aren't jazz fans like we are. They're a little more open to it now.
Right. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in that my guest is Judy Carmichael. She's joined us by telephone. She will be in Lafayette this Friday. She will perform at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are still available. They will have table seating, so there's a nice cabaret style that will be there at the ACA. You know, they can clear out all the stadium-style seating, and they put candles on the table, and it's a very intimate setting. It's really nice. So tickets for those are available. You can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts and find the listing for Judy Carmichael. And we're looking forward to having you too, because we're hoping that we'll get to show you our new studios here at KRDS.
Oh, I'm coming by for Yay. Sure. I feel so connected with all of you. So, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now, how long has your show been running, Judy, Jazz Inspired?
You know, it's so funny because people have been asking me that lately, and I can say it a number of ways, and I'm not dancing around this. It's just that I conceived this and tried to start putting it together and getting some people to be on the show. I started with people, with 13 well-known, celebrated people that I knew personally and that had come to my concerts, were fans of mine that I thought might say yes to this new concept. So I started out, in fact, when you first took the show, it was just a special of 13 shows, and that's how I first did it. And that was probably 14 years ago. So it's a long time ago when I first started it, but I'd say it's about 14 years. So I'm heading towards my 15th anniversary, which is, I can't believe, you know, since it first started.
I mean, just no lack of material and guests who are so eager to talk about creativity and how that interfaces with their lives, and particularly jazz music that they've encountered. Just amazing.
Well, it's been, I'll tell you, it's been really, my original theory was I wanted to get people who are so celebrated that they don't need to promote anything, but would love to have a conversation about creativity and not their latest movie or their project, because I find most of these people don't want to just talk about that. They're interested in the whole arc of their creative journey and the process and all that. And then I wanted the rest of the show to be people that perhaps the general populace hasn't heard of, but they should get an hour on public radio and be featured because I happen to know they're great or somebody's introduced me to them. And that's the way it's been. So it's been my, since I'm the producer, I'm the everything. I'm the host. I make these decisions, so I don't have anybody hanging over me saying, I've never heard of that person, don't have them. So that's been great. But at the same time, then I can have somebody like Seth MacFarlane, who would never do a jazz show. Nobody would think of that. And I insist on doing these in person. So I'm all, and with Seth, I was at his house, and we hung out for a while, and we were able to do that. And with Robert Redford, I was in Sundance. And so it's being on the ground with these people and their environment, too, I think, makes it very different.
I'm sure some people listening right now are wondering if you have archived shows, if they can go to your website and listen to past shows.
Oh, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I do, if they go to either judycarmichael.com, JudyCarmichael, so judycarmichael.com, and click on radio show, or go to Jazz Inspired and click on archive shows, or they can download it free on iTunes, so they can subscribe to the podcast, and which a lot of people do now as well, and they can get it that way. Or they can tune into KRVS, thank you very much.
That's
and
right.
And listen to it there.
Yeah, I think we carry it 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. People can hear that. Just a great time. A lot of people heading home, fixing dinner. It's a really lovely time to listen to that show. Again, my guest, Judy Carmichael, by telephone. She is coming to Lafayette and will be in concert at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Friday. There's table seating, a nice cabaret style feeling, and tickets are available through the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can call them or go to their website. Well, Judy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and again, we'll look forward to welcoming you back here in Lafayette and again back in the KRVS studios as well. And I know so many people looking forward to the concert on Friday.
I can't wait. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you on Friday, Judy.
Okay, thanks.